And we're live.
Ish.
Well, for you folks at home, this isn't live, but...
We're not at the club right
now. We're live right now.
If we were at the club...
In my house.
It'd be sad if we were at the club right now. There's no one here.
Well,
it'd be a lot like our last show where there was no one there.
Oh. That is true. Thank you for all of the flakers out there. Granted, a lot of people did show up that I wasn't expecting. So, I mean...
But most of the people we were expecting didn't show up.
Eh, it's okay. You know, and hopefully with these next episodes that we...
people will be like, hey, these guys talk about movies and get a little hammered.
They're kind of funny.
I want to go see them talk on stage and not do any of the shit they do in the home show.
No, okay, because usually the show that we do live is usually more like a comedy bit.
Yeah, we talk about movies more than we do anything else.
Yeah, and this is just more or less just us kind of...
We play games to give away promotional shit.
Yeah, which is, again, a way to fill up the time and have some fun with the audience and have them coming back for more.
In our defense, we had tried going with the format of the home show for the live show of, like... watching a movie in front of an audience, but we had people walk out of that.
Did we?
Yeah, people left and like went and smoked cigarettes.
Oh, that's lame.
And came back and we're like, yeah, you guys are still here talking about this movie, okay. It was a necessary change.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like maybe...
Necessary evil.
Was that Bane?
Yes. I am necessary evil.
You sound like Sean Connery drunk.
I am necessary evil. I am Gotham's reckoning, here to end the borrowed time you've all been living on.
You have too much time on your hands.
I really do.
Get a job.
This is my job.
Oh, yeah. This is what we do.
Yeah.
It's our job.
Do you really want to watch this movie, or do you want to try to find a better movie?
No, I kind of want to watch this movie.
You really want to watch this movie?
For you folks at home, the movie that I decided to pick today was Not Another Teen Movie.
Not Another Teen Movie.
Because
I picked Jurassic World from last time.
And granted, we spent most of the time not even talking about that.
True.
So it's like...
Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, well, you know what? I remember when it first came out, I thought it was a little ridiculous. Because I actually hadn't watched any of those, like, stupid...
Any of those teen movies.
Any of those teen movies, exactly. Because I guess I wasn't old enough... Actually, I just didn't grow up during that time to even give a shit about
them. No, we did.
No, but I mean, like, you know how those movies are, like...
Yeah, we just, like, we weren't old enough to really grasp an American Beauty or a Breakfast Club.
Exactly. They were around, and I thought they were boring as shit. I was like, this movie is fucking boring.
American Beauty gives me a boner for days.
Oh, dude, American Beauty. Recently watched that as an adult. Granted, as an adult, you know, 25 years old, but I mean, I watched it, and yeah. It was fucking great. I love that movie. That movie is so good.
That blonde chick.
Dude, she had like a cross eye. It was gross.
And the fat chick.
What?
The fat chick.
Oh.
Her friend with the fat tits.
Oh, yeah.
Says the guy with just as fat tits.
It's okay.
And Kevin Spacey's boner.
Kevin Spacey's boner.
He's gay.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Always.
He's always been gay?
Yeah.
Did he just recently come out of the closet?
No.
Oh, he's been out of the...
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You're overly excited for that.
I am. Good job, Kevin Spacey. You suck those dicks.
This one goes out to you, Kevin Spacey.
Cheers for you and the dicks you love.
You know what? We should tell the folks at home listening to this what we're drinking today.
You pulled up a prepared history of what we're drinking today.
I did. I figured, you know what? You do most of the talking most of the time.
You can have this one. You can talk about the beer.
Yeah, because I was the one who looked it up first while we were waiting in line to buy this fucking beer.
That's how much research we did.
Yeah,
the time it took me to pay for it. You're like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, exactly. No, I got this shit. So we're actually drinking Goose Island.
Goose IPA.
Oh, no. Goose Island. Oh, it's Goose Island, isn't it? That's what it says on the fucking box.
Yeah, that's the brand. There is an actual Goose Island, but this is the Goose Island IPA.
Oh, okay. So it's Goose IPA.
Yeah.
All right. So,
giant white letters, Goose IPA.
I don't know how to read.
Did you research the wrong beer?
Oh, fuck.
You want to just read the Dos Equis can again?
Dos Equis bottle. Yeah, let's go get one of the empty Dos Equis bottles we drank from the last show.
The box is still in the kitchen.
Oh, it is. No, actually, it's Goose IPA for all of you who haven't drank it. I would recommend you do it. Here's a little history about the guy who actually made it. The guy's name was John, or was. I keep talking like he's fucking dead or something.
He drank too much Goose IPA.
John is dead!
He got arrested for DUI.
Oh, my God. That would be a befitting.
I'm sorry, no, officer. Look, it's just my job.
I have to be drunk.
I have to be drunk. You don't have to be an asshole.
No, but John Hall is his name, and apparently it all started with his little trip to Europe, and he was just getting hammered the entire time. Apparently,
what else do you do in Europe?
Or just get hammered, buy weed, and go to brothels.
That's Amsterdam.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, technically.
Go to the Louvre. You go to the Louvre.
Go to the Louvre and take pictures with a selfie stick.
That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Beat you to death with a selfie stick.
Sounds delicious. But yeah, so he spent his entire vacation just getting drunk, and it was like, you know what I want to do? I want to go home and make a good American beer. So that's what he did, actually.
So he got fucked up on vacation and came home and turned it into a corporation.
Yes.
Like a giant million-dollar company.
Yes. Which
Fuck haven't we done that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we watch great movies all the time, and we never come out of it like, you know what we're going to do?
Make a movie. No, we're the guys that are like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about it on the internet and bitch.
Yes. Because people love hearing people...
Even then, like, how many times we've gotten fucked up and then haven't gone home and been like, we should make a company around... Well, I guess we kind of did.
Oh, actually, this is how this show actually
started. I guess we did the same thing because we're not making as much money as he is.
Moral of the story, kids?
Get drunk.
No, we don't actually condone underage drinking. If you're 21-year-old... If you're 21...
Get drunk.
Get drunk and start your own shit.
If you're younger than 21...
Then have your parents buy you beer.
I was going to say...
I mean...
Wait outside a liquor store... Just, you know, ask people that walk in if they're willing to buy you beer in exchange for hand jobs.
Is that what you did?
That's what I still do. I'm old enough to buy my own, but where's the fun in that?
There is no fun. It kind of takes the magic away from it.
Right?
Yeah, but, you know, they age their beer in bourbon, which is bourbon barrels.
Doesn't sound like they mix it with bourbon.
That'd be hot, actually. I think I'm getting drunk already. These are strong.
Yeah, that's why I like IPAs. You get fucked up on an IPA.
I can't talk straight. Or think straight.
Can I read part of the history?
You want it?
If you're too drunk to read it, I can read it.
I'm not that drunk. I pretty much pulled up all the most important parts. What else did he do?
Back in 1988.
Go ahead.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, read it. Read it like that.
Back in 1988, and we haven't... That was back in 1988, and we haven't slowed down since. By 1995, John's beer had become so popular that he decided to open a large brewery, along with a bottling plant to keep up with the demand. 1999 brought even more growth, along with an additional brew pub, and today, that was one man's pint-filled dream that has become the Goose Island Empire!
Where is Goose Island?
Fuck if I know.
I could have swore you knew.
Is that a real place?
You just said it was.
Or is it like Narnia?
So you can only go if you believe.
You can only go certain ways through furniture.
Ugh! I just saw a picture of the guy.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ!
Looks like a rapist.
Don't look up a picture of him, guys.
And Goose Island people, if you're listening,
this one goes out to our sponsors.
Yes. If you're listening, your founder is a very attractive man.
We love your beer. Send us more for free.
Yep.
To drink at the show.
We tried that the first time we did the show to get people to send us beer. Nobody did.
Oh yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, we were like, send us money for beer. Nobody did.
What do you expect? We're nobodies.
We had. Remember the first time we had like one chick that emailed us every fucking episode.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, she wanted some dick.
Some internet dick?
Oh no, she wanted some actual dick.
I don't. How would that even? I don't understand.
She was, like, on this show, like, nothing.
I don't remember that.
She was all over my Twitter. Every time I did anything, she would tweet to me, and she would, like, comment on my Instagrams and shit.
Really?
And she was always emailing this show. I fucked her.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. But you could imagine.
Yeah, I'll try not to. Let's watch this fucking movie. All
right. You have the controller.
Oh, that's right. Let's go. Let's go. Woo! So hopefully you guys have actually watched the show, so this will make the commentary funnier.
Even if they haven't, who cares? They can bootleg it and watch it later on.
Oh, that is true.
Which we're not watching a bootleg or a Blu-ray. We're watching a Netflix.
Yeah, actually, we were kind of broke and poor. So this time we were just like, fuck it. We're just going to watch something on Netflix, and this is what I saw.
I did buy a new Blu-ray that we could have watched, but I don't think our audience wants to hear our commentary on a 50-year-old musical.
Yeah. What's the name of this actress? She was on something recently.
I don't know, but she's hot.
Yeah, she is hot. God, what's her fucking name?
I had the biggest boner watching this scene the first time around. She pulls out that giant vibrator.
Oh, my God. So this is them spoofing American Pie.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's American Pie.
Jesus
fucking Christ. My little vibrator?
That thing's as big as my forearm.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Can you imagine?
You know what's gross about vibrators?
What?
I was over at my buddy's house, and his girlfriend's Hitachi wand was sitting in a bucket next to their bed.
Whoa.
Yeah, just chilling there.
Jesus Christ.
So naturally, I picked it up and smelled it.
Why would you do that?
Why would you leave it out in the open like that if you didn't want your guests to smell it?
No, there was... What?
Why not put it away? Why leave it in a bucket next to your bed where anyone could just come in and be like, that smells like pussy?
Because they don't expect anybody to actually fucking do that. Why would anybody do that? I wouldn't do that.
I did.
Oh, my God. There's something wrong with you.
They were in the room when I did. It wasn't like I was like, I'm going to sniff this.
Oh.
They were there. I would have sniffed it anyway.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. This opening scene is ridiculous. The main chick's getting caught masturbating, and literally everyone's walking into her room.
Everybody.
Everybody.
And her vibrator explodes onto the cake.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, that's not embarrassing at all. I think that's the worst way to get caught masturbating. Having grandma bring you a fucking cake.
I fucked at my grandma's house once.
What?
Yeah. With the door open and her down the hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. There's something seriously wrong with you.
No. Typical high school. Why do you say that? You were fucking around this house before?
No.
It was a Thanksgiving. I was there with my parents and this chick I was banging at the time. And I fucked her in the guest room down the hall from where my grandma was sleeping.
Your poor grandma.
She didn't know.
She didn't? Are you sure? I mean...
It's not like I walked in after like, hey, grandma, I just totally killed that pussy. Like,
she'd totally go in there and smell the room now.
Go smell those sheets, grandma. I was just in there killing some pussy.
Oh, my God. This fucking...
The dude from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. I didn't like that show.
You didn't like that show?
No.
It was funny.
Yeah. That's surprising, because you don't like multicam sitcoms.
I don't, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't date. So this, I haven't watched the movie in years and didn't realize how many fucking people are in this movie.
Well, this is before they were people, obviously.
That's true.
I mean, they were people. They just weren't people.
No, yeah, they weren't real people.
They were still monkeys when they made this movie. Yeah. They hadn't evolved yet. Oh. That's Randy Quaid, too.
That's Randy Quaid?
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way. I didn't even look like him.
Poor batshit crazy Randy Quaid.
Oh.
You know,
I think you're sexy because you look like... What was that fucking scene in the movie? Get Him with the Greek?
Oh, where she's like, you look like Dennis Quaid. And he's like, more like Randy what? Quaid.
More like Randy Quaid. Yes.
You know what happened with Randy Quaid, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. He went insane.
What do you mean?
He said that there was an organization of assassins named the Hollywood Star Whackers that were out to kill him.
Are you serious?
And that they had killed Heath Ledger and David Carradine.
Are you serious?
And they were after him. And he ended up, like, squatting in a house with his wife for a couple weeks. Then fled to Canada.
So he's in Canada now.
Yeah, I actually think he just got arrested trying to cross the border back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he was sick of being crazy and was like, I want to come home.
Oh my god.
But he was up in Canada posting on his YouTube page about, like, I'm hiding up here from the Star Whackers. They're trying to kill me.
Oh my god.
Let's be real, Randy. They're going after you and not your brother. Fuck off.
I know, right? Yeah.
He's like, I saved the world on Independence Day. It's like, that was a movie, champ.
Oh, Chris Evans. I forgot he was in this movie.
Really young Chris Evans.
Yeah. Some girl threw her bra at him on the panties. And he sniffs it.
You want to sniff it?
Oh, someone threw a jockstrap at him. Oh, shit.
I'd sniff that too.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah.
Could you... I mean, this always reminds me of... fuck. Where was I going with this? I saw this guy and I was like, who is this guy? This looks familiar.
Well, he's a parody of John Cryer's character in Pretty in Pink. Not Ooh. Pretty in Pink. Fuck, what's the one that John... The dude from Two and a Half Men did a John Hughes movie with Molly Ringwald playing a character like that.
Really?
I don't know if it was Pretty in Pink. It was one of those stupid fucking John Hughes movies.
He looks familiar, though.
He does.
Oh, fuck. No, where was I going with this?
The Asians.
Oh, my God. How stereotypical. That's what it reminds me of high school. That's what right. It is. Yeah, because everyone... And the wiggers.
What?
The wiggers.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, there's the white people trying to be black.
They'll still exist.
Oh, I know. That's an actual thing.
I played tetherball with my son. Paul Dano's in this?
Oh, he is.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Look how young he is.
I mean, this couldn't have been too long before Little Miss Sunshine.
This was back in, like, 2000. Oh, my God.
That's a nice ass.
This is back in,
2005? No, yeah, no, this was earlier than that.
Or it's 90s, because this is when these kind of movies were still a thing.
Hit the pause button, it'll pop up with the year.
Will it?
2001.
Oh, 2001. See, I told you it was 2000.
Yeah, that wasn't very long before Little Miss Sunshine, man. That was like 2005.
That girl looks familiar, too.
She does. When I moaned about her, I wanted to say her name, but I can't think of it. Jesus. Man, I cannot wait. If I was older when this movie came out, I totally would have played this fat guy.
Yeah, probably. No, you're not bad enough for that guy.
Oh, I could have played it.
Nah. This fucking guy.
I love the black guy.
The black guy.
Man, that shit is whack. The whole movie.
I love how stereotypical this movie is.
Who's the blonde guy? He looks like somebody too.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna IMDb all.
He was in Beer Fest, that's why there's some.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sure, there's so many people we know in this movie. I'm just supposed to smile, stay out of the. I'm the token black guy.
We need a token black guy.
We do.
We should get a token black guy for the show.
I'm telling you, man, David.
Sits there and goes, that shit is what? Damn!
Let's see. Oh, who the hell is that?
Oh, remember, that's his sister that wants to fuck him.
Oh.
I don't know. I would think about that for a minute.
Oh, come on, guy.
Look at her.
Hey, she's hot, but that's his sister. Why is it every time I tell you? There's something seriously wrong with you.
Lannister always pays their debts. I just wanted to get that reference in.
Oh, god damn you. Way too much information would be telling you
that after I'm done, I always take a huge dump. What the fuck?
Shit.
On their chest.
Oh my god. That is
wild. I love that the token black guy has an afro, too.
Who's this?
Oh, that's Jamie Presley. Yeah. She did My Name Is Earl for forever.
Oh, that is her.
I've seen her naked too.
What? There you are.
She did a movie called Fuck. Poison Ivy 2.
Poison Ivy 2?
Yeah, there was a series of movies about these girls that were kind of like Black Widows, you know, they'd fuck them and they'd kill. She gets naked a whole bunch in it. Miriam McDonald is in the third one.
Really?
Yeah. Night. Emma from Degrassi.
Sorry, Jake.
No way.
See her naked. It's awesome.
Whoa. This fucking guy.
The dude is a parody of the guy from American Beauty.
Yeah.
That's the one part of that movie that legitimately annoys the shit out of me.
What?
Because, like, this plastic bag is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So free, dancing in the wind, being spontaneous, and blah, 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 blah. I'm emo.
You know what? I there was a bag floating.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, just as you were talking about the reference.
Fuck that guy.
Oh my god. Who is she? I think she was on Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know who she is, but I'll put my dick in her.
No, but the guy, yeah, from American Beauty. I never got that reference. In Family Guy, because that was actually the first time I ever saw that was a parody.
Of Family Guy. Yeah, and God's in Heaven. Like, have you ever seen your circulatory system?
I love that. Yeah.
I know that being
that's the first time.
Oh,
this fucking bit.
The foreign exchange student that's naked the whole movie.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find that the students here are very accepting of who you are.
I'm so happy to be in America.
Why do they have subtitles? That doesn't make any sense. She's butt-ass naked. Jesus Christ.
I
don't notice how the
subtitles skip her.
Subtitles
go off. Can I get American pussy?
Oh, that's fucking great.
Why isn't that wonderful?
Mr. Cornish?
She's supposed to be a parody of the exchange student in American Pie.
Yes.
The gym fuck.
Yes. But he never actually did fuck.
No, he just came in his pants twice.
Oh.
Can't blame him.
What a poor bastard. No, I can't blame. Like, oh my god. Like, how do you not stare at those? Can I see?
Yeah, I'm not like, fuck your subtitles. I'm gonna stare at her tits.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. I heard there's some undercover reporter posing as a high
school. Oh, this fucking. Oh, man.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
Neither of you know where Mr. Keller's English
is. It's a 50-year-old woman or 90-year-old woman.
Sweet dude.
Oh, I love that. I legitimately want to, like, watch this movie.
Like, I want to be in this movie.
That fucking bag. Oh, my God.
I mean, who the hell does she think
was this, like, one of Chris Evans' first things that he did or something?
I think it was one, like, yeah, like, one of the really, really very first things he did.
Austin. Imagine just looking back on the things that you did. Like, this was on his list. Like, he did this.
Oh, no, I like to think, like, can you imagine the rest of this cast that are like, that motherfucker?
Oh, I know, right?
Like, what they go on, like, well, the dudes he hangs out with in this movie, what did they go on to do?
Probably nothing.
Yeah, he goes on to be Captain America.
Yeah, he's fucking set. He's set forever.
Oh, totally.
Which, this takes me back to a conversation we had about how, you know, pop culture, that's a thing, you know, with the whole superheroes and...
Oh, yeah, we talked about that last episode.
Yeah. And, well, back in the early 90s, it was these high school movies.
Yeah, it was these teen movies. That was the late 80s and 90s, because it started with, like, the John Hughes movies.
That's right. So it was, like, late 80s, it was movies about... You know,
high school kids.
That was like the thing.
It was the teen romance comedies.
Yes.
The girl always got the guy by the end of the movie, or vice versa.
Yes, and look at it now. Yeah. It's non-existent. Like, you don't see movies like this anymore.
Superhero movies will get there eventually.
Yeah.
Well, back in the 70s, it was all sci-fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like when Star Wars came out. What about the Patelli sisters? Everything was fucking sci-fi.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? So, I mean, we go through these eras, we go through these cycles where things just start dying down, and I wonder what's going to be next, huh?
I don't know. It's going to go all the way back around and just reset. It's going to be silent movies.
It's going to be silent movies?
The hipsters are going to make it silent. You want to watch a movie where they talk in it? You need to watch silent movies. We need to watch them on the lowest millimeter of film we can, projected against the side of a barn.
my god.
You're telling me that hipsters are into fucking VR, into cassette tapes again.
Yeah, that's actually become a thing.
Oh god, that's so stupid.
I actually went to a show out in LA, and I had some, like, fucking stoned out hipster. I don't even think he was stoned, actually. He tried to explain to me why cassettes were better than vinyl and better than CDs. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, you must be fucking high. So I asked him, hey, do you smoke? Are you high? He's like, nah, man, I don't smoke weed. I just eat it. So I was like, what?
You said he eats, like, the entire bud. Right?
Yes, he eats the buds. He doesn't eat it like edibles or anything. He just eats the buds. And I was like, well, that must get you high, right? And he's like, nah, I just, it has really good medicinal purposes.
Oh, fuck off. How'd you not kick that guy in the neck?
No, at that point, I was like, well, you know what? I gotta go now, guy. Bye.
I'm gonna hit him with my bottle. Like, fuck you.
Anyone? That guy was ridiculous. I was like, I can't believe you're still trying to convince me.
On cassette tapes.
Yeah, that's not a thing. I never realized how many titties are in this movie.
There's a lot of titties in this movie.
Isn't this PG-13?
No, this is R.
Oh, is this R? Yeah. Oh, that's why. Oh, my God. So, what? I never saw the movie that this guy was in.
Neither did I. I just know it.
Yeah? Fucking, this is a... Well, I mean, the central movie is about She's All That, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly, actually.
That's what I thought. Because I was like, they're trying to make this, you know, nerdy chick into...
Yeah, they cram every other... It was like the Scary Movies where they just cram... It's like one movie to essentially parody, and then they just cram a bunch of other parodies into it over the course of the movie.
Which, again, you remember that was actual... That was a thing, too.
Yeah.
It didn't last very long.
Parody movies were huge for a long time.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's why you've got, like, 6 Scary Movies now, and they're all awful after the second one.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, people's tastes started changing. It started getting old, and no one wanted to watch those movies anymore, so it's like, what else are they going to do?
I can still go back and watch the first two, but anything after that...
First two were funny.
Yeah. There's so much titty in this movie!
Oh my god.
We should drink every time there's a titty.
Drink.
Yeah, we need to retroactively drink.
Oh, that's true. Oh. Mitch, go pee-pee, not something I want to see. Oh my god. Why? Oh, because he's
not Asian.
He's the Asian guy. He didn't even look Asian.
Even if he was Asian, that'd be racist. And continue
with our poetry. Jesus Christ. You know what I think about poetry? That's ridiculous.
Guy just shit his pants.
Is that what your generation considers humor?
Mm. As they show a scene of a girl shitting.
How ironic. Would make me happy in pants. Oh.
If she would have looked up at any point.
Who?
So if she would have looked up at any point.
Yeah, they would have looked right at him.
Shakespeare.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oscar Martin.
I think I'm dry. I'm fucking dry, son.
Dry? Mm-hmm. As am I, mate.
Alright, I'll bury ya. Turn a phrase. Did you see the trailer for that, what was it, Finding Dory?
Yeah, I did. Not sure how I feel about that movie.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's a little late for a sequel to that. But at the same time, I'm really excited for Incredibles 2.
Oh, gross.
Ah, he's covered in shit.
Oh my god. What the fuck? They're all covered in shit. What the fuck just happened? Excuse me. Oh, that's all she has to say to that. Excuse me. Oh. Oh. How's she clean? That was in like the next scene.
She took a shower.
I would have gone home after I got shit on.
I'm not saying it's cool after I get shit on.
And she did miraculously change too. Oh no, this is probably the next day.
But she was wearing different shit.
Yeah. Huh.
They all changed. I mean, yeah, I guess it's a different day.
You were saying you're excited for what sequel?
Incredibles 2.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen the trailer for that.
They haven't released one yet.
No?
They released a poster, though.
Really?
It's the same as the original Incredibles poster, where it's like just the orange background with the yellow and black eye in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But the eye is split in two this time.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's like the Roman numeral 2, but with the dot for an eye still.
Okay.
Okay, we're down to cheerleader for Friday night's state championship game against... Huh. I don't know, Finding Dory's like, Dory's on a search for her family. Bring
it. Right, but what is... What?
And, like, they obviously had to recast Nemo, because the kid that voiced Nemo was a little kid when they made that movie, and he's, like, fucking 50 now.
He's not that old.
He's old now.
He's, like, 3.
He's our age now. He's in his 20s now.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
He was a little kid when he recorded Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo came out, like, what, 2000? I'm Sandy
Sue, and yeah, it's still 15 years ago.
No, he's probably a little older then.
He's not going to sound the same.
I assume you're team. Oh, you betcha. But yeah, The Incredibles 2, I'm excited for that, actually.
Incredibles 2 is going to be awesome.
Because the first one was amazing. I love that movie.
Well, that was like, I never got it, because that was Pixar's easily most franchisable movie.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything with it.
They waited, like, a decade to make a sequel to.
I wonder why.
Like that, The Incredibles lends itself to a sequel more than any other movies. More than Toy Story, more than Cars, more than Nemo.
Yeah.
More than anything else, more than Monsters, Inc., more than anything else they've done, Incredibles lends itself to sequels. Yeah, they didn't do anything with it for like a decade.
Huh, that's strange. Maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they just want to end it like that.
But they're working on a fourth Toy Story.
God, that's fucking ridiculous.
And they're doing... They just did Monsters University. They're doing a Cars 3.
Monsters University, I felt like it was unnecessary.
I liked Monsters University.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was a little unnecessary.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we needed another Monsters movie.
I feel like if they're going to leave Incredibles as is, why didn't they do that with any of the other movies?
That's true. Maybe there was issues. Maybe they couldn't just find a good script or write a good script. Oh. Chris Evans. Is he having like some stupid flashback?
To reference to Rudy.
To what?
Rudy. Sean Astin football movie.
What movie?
Sean Astin, who plays a football character, football player named Rudy.
Uh-huh.
He's like a little weak kid on the team. All he wants to do is play, and at the end of the movie, he gets to play and make a tackle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't he hurt him or something? He dies or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, look, watch.
Oh, yeah, this he dies. Okay. They break him in half.
Oh, yeah, they did. That is so fucked up. Well, I don't care what
Coach reckons. Oh, my God. Look, you can't go through life being scared, Mark. Because if you do, you'll always wonder, what if? Thanks, Cap.
And you give it your damn. That shit is whack.
We definitely need a token black guy.
We do. Really, guys? I could just paint my face in blackface and call it a day.
Nah, I think we'll get shot if we do that.
Nah, that's true.
The internet will just bitch. They're gonna bitch already because we said we want a token black guy.
That is true.
There's someone typing angry comments right now, like, "Dear Bruce, Blue Rice, and Bootlegs, your commentary on needing a, quote, token African-American friend was both racist, ignorant, and unnecessary."
But it's true. We got a Mexican, we got a white guy.
We need a black guy.
We need a black guy.
And an Asian.
And an Asian.
And a Canadian. Oh, yeah, okay, no Canadian.
Yeah. Hold on a second. This is the part where he gets chopped in half. He does. Let me see. Hold on. This is good. Oh, yeah. He caught it. Which is kind of fucked up because he caught it. And then they proceeded to...
Oh!
Yeah. And then they proceeded to tackle him.
And break him in half.
Which, again, how is that even possible?
It's not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, and his legs are still twitching.
His fucking legs are twitching. God damn it, let's hit the shower, God damn it. Oh, my God. Oh, that was great. Oh, he literally got fucking chopped in half. Oh, this mountain looks... They look familiar. No, they're familiar.
It does.
Could they have shot this in Acton?
It might, maybe. That's what it looks like.
Holy fuck.
It looks like that or like Burbank.
Right?
Yeah, that's not a high school anywhere near here.
There are mountains in the background.
And the reference to fucking Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Breakfast Club.
You didn't like that movie?
It was too angsty.
Ugh, I've seen it too many times.
I'm not a John Hughes fan.
Why do you dress differently? Oh, man. John Hughes? John Hughes?
Yeah, I'm not a John Hughes fan. Guys, guys. I'm sensing the morale's
a little low here. I love how they change depending on the scene or the right? movie that they're
parodying.
Yeah. We all get laid. Mitch, we always make that pact. Doesn't that... What movie is that from?
Superbad, but Superbad came out after this.
Oh, yeah. I just got first hair on ball. I got first hair on bear. I'm becoming the masters of our sexual destiny. Oh, my God. The world of our penises are in glass and unused. No longer we steal grandfather's pawn. Yeah, no longer we wear blindfolds when we're jerking each other off. Whoa. All
right, that's it. I swear to God, that's like dialogue straight from Superbad.
Hey, it's...
What's the actual principal.
The actual princer, yeah. Princer. Jesus Christ, I'm drunk. Dude, I've only had like a beer and a half.
IPA, baby.
Jesus Christ. It's the actual principal. Oh, that's fucking great.
IPAs always have a higher alcohol content.
Really?
Jesus. I think these are like 6% by volume.
Oh, it's actually, you were close. Yeah, it's 5.9.
My... The average beer is like 4.
Oh, fuck. No wonder it's getting me all...
Yeah. Good.
You through?
Not even close. Bud.
Bold hop finish.
Yes.
Bright citrus aromas.
That describes the flavor pretty well.
No.
We forgot to describe the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
The bottle does it.
You want, you want to do it?
Your mother was a Goose IPA, the best way I would describe it is that it has bold citrus aromas and a bold hop finish. And, right. So, it was the winner of 6 Great American Beer Festival medals.
That's not describing the flavor.
It tastes like a winner.
It tastes like a winner. Oh, man. Adam has a tendency of
reading the label.
Just reading the label.
You just read the website. What's the difference?
Well, yeah, but at least I looked up the shit.
You could have just read the bottle.
Yeah, well, that's lazier.
Yeah.
I actually took the time to look it up and...
2 seconds it took standing in line.
No, this shit's really getting me buzzed. Holy crap. Contains wheat. Oh, shit. Watch out for the people who are
gluten allergic.
Oh, my God. I don't eat gluten because it's unhealthy and I'm vegan.
I had a friend once tell me that he only drinks vegan beer.
How's that even a thing?
Yeah, I'm like, what goes into beer that wouldn't be vegan? Like, it's water, hops, and barley and sugar. Like,
Jesus.
Not like they're putting fucking... chicken broth in it. What do you
say, kiddo? They put sugar in this?
I think so. Well, alcohol sugar.
Really?
Yeah.
In this scene, what is he trying to do? Is he trying to get Chris Evan to fuck his mom?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't remember.
And now they're watching Pretty in Pink.
Wow.
Oh my God. His name's Blaine. I never watched that movie. So
beautiful. You know what romantic comedy I actually really like?
Huh.
Say Anything.
Say Anything?
It's the one with, like, that classic scene of John Cusack standing next to a car holding up a boombox.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Is something wrong? You're awfully quiet at dinner tonight.
I gotta watch it.
It's a good movie.
If you think it's good. I think it's on Netflix.
It was for a while. It's not anymore.
Oh, no. Listen, was her dad about to fuck that pie? Randy Quaid was about to fuck that pie, wasn't he?
That probably wasn't even scripted. That was probably just candid.
How was it?
Randy Quaid's like, I'm gonna go fuck this pie in my trailer. And they're like, Randy, we're rolling. Shit, hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
I have dialogue.
I don't know why she played the nerd when she's actually kind of cute.
This set unrealistic expectations for me.
Why you say that?
I expected nerdy girls to look like this.
Would you give him a head? Oh.
Well, he's kind of cute.
I've never met a nerdy girl that looks like this. Most of the nerdy... Like, I've always wanted a nerdy girl.
It's just so...
Glasses turn me on for whatever weird reason.
My girlfriend's got glasses. I'm just like, chicken, wear those.
Right, chicken glasses.
Wear those all the time. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care if what do you don't need them all the time. If you wear them once, you're wearing them forever now. Deal with it.
Yeah, I got a thing for glasses.
What is it?
And I don't know.
I don't know, but, like, I always... I've always wanted... Like the cute, quirky, nerdy girl that could like sit there and be like, "Oh my god, did you see the new Batman cartoon?" I'll be like, "Fuck yeah, I saw the new Batman cartoon, bitch."
Have you seen my dick?
Like, have you seen my dick? It looks just like the new Batman cartoon.
Oh really?
Yes, it looks just like the Batmobile.
You can show me.
Big and black and oddly shapen.
Oh. That's kind of disturbing.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I've never met a nerdy girl that looks like that. Most of the nerdy girls I meet are like.
Hi. Thanks for the advice. My name's Matilda. I'll suck your dick till you die, sweetie. I'll suck your dick dry. Do you play Magic the Gathering?
Catherine.
Jesus Christ.
I need to ask you a favor.
It's about time.
Oh my god.
No, not
who is the chick that plays his sister, too?
Seriously, I want to know.
She looks really familiar, too.
I'm going to look these bitches up. You're the only one who can help. Because I'm tired of, like...
Wondering who all these people are.
Yeah. One second. God bless the internet. God bless smartphones.
Right?
It's just because this shit that we could just...
God bless the IMDb.
IMDb. Let's see. Where is it? Where is it?
You have the app, right?
Yeah, somewhere around here.
So I have the app if you can't...
That's when I'm... Yeah, actually, I remember because I remember I was like, oh, I must have this when I was trying to IMDb you.
Yeah, you and your girlfriend IMDb'd me.
Yeah, and I was like...
For whatever odd reason.
Yeah, because I was trying to remember what you did, and I couldn't remember what you did to save my life.
You know what I found out the other day?
You're my sister.
I've got like two movies on Netflix that I didn't know were there.
What movies?
That one you came home and found me watching the other night.
That one.
Where you're like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, it's a little indie movie I found. And you're like, really? Who's in it? And then I pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And another one that I did a few years ago that I've got like one scene in.
Which one was that?
It's called Safe Light.
Safe Light?
Who the fuck else is in
this? Oh, Mia. I think that's her name.
Mia Kirshner? That sounds really familiar. Yeah.
What was she in? She was in The L Word.
I didn't watch that.
Black Dahlia, The Crow.
Didn't watch that.
Never Happened, Reluctant. Bloodline, Defiance, Lost Girl, Graceland.
I didn't watch any of this. Why is she familiar?
She's done a lot.
Huh.
Vampire Diaries.
Didn't watch that either.
30 Days of Night.
Didn't watch that.
The Cleaner.
Didn't watch that. I didn't watch any of this shit. Why does she look familiar?
Don't you guys mess with me?
I don't know.
Once you got her trust, it's time to make
holy
her
shit.
Special.
She's the granddaughter of a Holocaust survivor.
Jesus.
Survivors. Plural. Her father's Sheldon.
Sheldon Kirshner?
Yeah, Sheldon.
Who's the chick that plays the nerdy girl?
I know she... Oh, I love this fucking scene. Hold on.
Katie's got a gun.
Oh, I love this. Oh, this is great. Hold on. I just have to watch this one.
Oh my god, Janie's got a gun!
He's got a gun! Janie's got a gun!
And they all start running away.
Janie Briggs got a gun. So run away! Run away!
I love this fucking scene. She starts running! The taser. Oh, let's see. Where's the nerdy chick? No, I'm telling you, she was in Grey's Anatomy.
How old is she? Oh, she's 33.
Yeah, and she was in Supergirl.
Shit. Who's she in Supergirl? I don't know. I haven't watched Supergirl yet.
Listen, Jake. The only reason I came here is to tell you just to leave me alone.
You know
she's in it. Alexis.
Alex Danvers. Why is that name familiar?
No.
Sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Come on. I gotta look up DCU characters now because Danvers sounds familiar. But I can't place
it. Oh, this show got a horrible rating.
You know, I heard it was really good. It had a really strong first episode, but then it kind of dropped off.
Really?
The episode for next week, Supergirl fights Red Tornado.
Who?
Red Tornado. You know Red Tornado, right?
No.
Big red cyborg android dude that creates tornadoes.
Oh, that guy.
But he looks like shit.
Oh, really?
I know a guy that knows Melissa Benoist, the chick playing Supergirl. So I'm like, hey, you know, I want to fuck Supergirl.
you want to fuck Supergirl?
Hungry?
I don't like Sundays.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's not Sunday. It's a banana.
Ah, it's her sister. It's her adopted sister.
I don't like
That's why it sounds familiar, because Kara Zor-El's adopted last name was Danvers. Let's see. Actually, it was Kent, but whatever.
What the fuck?
He's got a banana in his ass!
Why does he have a banana in his ass?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, that was the scene where he covered himself in whipped cream.
I tried that once.
What, putting whipped cream on your dick?
Yeah.
And remember, son.
It's not nearly as hot as you think it is.
Hmm.
A few times I've had a girl that's like, you want a lick chocolate off of me? I'm like, that's just sticky. And like, you do it, and you just feel like you gotta get it all off, or she's gonna be sticky the whole rest of the night unless she takes a shower.
Ugh.
It's like, no, I'll take my dessert in a dessert, not on a pussy, thank you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why not just do it the old-fashioned way?
Right? It's just kind of a pain in the ass.
I don't know. I think that's just for people who are bored with their sex lives. Or
that doesn't do much for it, though.
They're trying to spice things up, maybe? I don't know. The problem is that, you know, the media, what you see on TV or what you see in pornos is trying to, you know, you kind of want to revolve your... You're like, that's what I want to do, you know, kind of thing.
I want a girl that's not going to be like, do you want to lick chocolate off my titties? I want a girl that's like, do you want to lick hummus off my titties? Like something weird. Like something weird, non-conventional. Like, yeah, I'll eat some hummus off your titty. You got pita chips that I can just scoop it up with?
Hell yeah, darling.
That sounds great. Let's do that. I get a nice snack out of this. I get a healthy snack out of this.
What? It might seem crazy.
Nah, not the chocolate syrup. I'm trying to watch my sugar intake. I don't want to end up with the diabetes. But if you got some hummus...
Jesus Christ, are they gonna make out?
I hope so.
It looks like they're about to make out. Jesus Christ. Oh, she just takes the glasses off. She's like, I can't see. Something about girl on girl. They didn't even do... Look, she didn't even do anything. She just let her hair down.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm a miracle worker.
Oh my god.
Gentlemen.
She falls through the stairs here.
May I present to you,
this is
new
great.
And improved, Janie Briggs.
Janie Briggs.
Kiss me.
I love this fucking song.
Kiss me.
This is such a 90s song. I love it.
Kiss me.
Who sings this fucking song?
God, I have no idea. Some bitch. Some white bitch.
Some white bitch. Some white bitch from the 90s.
It's not Alanis.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I say Jesus Christ a lot.
It wasn't Jesus Christ.
Am I Jesus Christ?
He didn't sing this song.
Are you sure?
Pretty.
And she falls to the stairs. Oh, oh. Fucking Randy Quaid.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Sorry, I can't go to the dance with you. I'm fucking dead now.
Yeah, she's just been crushed.
I'm okay. Come on out of there, honey. Farting around.
Yeah, that's such a realistic dad thing to say.
Yeah, I'm ducking around. Where's my husband? Jesus.
Jesus.
This kid's hair bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, who's he supposed to be?
I don't know, but his hair gets bigger every scene.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Three people best the Beatles that will take us on a series of wacky mishaps and wild adventures. Check!
Paul Dano is so much better than this movie. Paul Dano is a fantastic actor.
What was he in again? I forgot.
Little Miss Sunshine.
No, but other than that, he was in something else.
Oh, he's done a bunch.
God, what was he in? I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, look up Paul Dano.
Yeah, because I was like, I've seen him before. But not Little Miss Sunshine. I've seen him in something else.
This is it. How you plan on buzzing, Griddle? This way. Now Amanda Becker will find the truth.
I'm gonna look him up right now. We should have this already prepared for the show.
We should. But we don't.
That's true.
Fuck it. Where the hell is he?
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. Look up his name.
You said Paul Dano?
Yeah, D-A-N-O.
Oh, he was in Looper and Ruby Sparks.
He was in 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah, I guess he was.
He was not a bunch. He's much better than... He's in Where the Wild Things Are?
Where the Wild Things Are!
Where the fuck is he in Where the Wild Things Are?
I'm gonna find out. Come on, let's find out.
Most of that cast was in costume.
He was Alexander.
It was one of the monsters, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was one of the monsters.
Which one was he?
Alexander Suit.
Can't talk until she starts. Jumped around prison.
Let's see.
Which one was Alexander?
I forgot which one Alexander was. I looked that up. Hold on. Mark Ruffalo was the boyfriend. We gotta watch that one again.
Catherine Keener. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I watched it like a motherfucker. What are you doing here? When that movie first came out. Max.
What do you mean? Well,
the kid who played Max was actually named Max.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's 18 now, Jesus. He was the goat.
Shit, yeah.
The big goat-looking motherfucker.
Oh, that's great. Oh, the token black guy just kicked out the other black guy in the party.
For being another black guy.
Yeah, he's like, there can only be one black guy in this party. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. We just had sex 5 minutes ago.
Not scoring any cock either? Cock? I've never even been kissed.
Oh, it's that reference. Have you seen that movie before? Yeah, never been kissed.
Yeah.
With fuck, what was it? Drew Barrymore? Drew Barrymore?
Was it?
Yeah. Oh my god, the conjoined twins are smoking weed.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, it was Drew Barrymore, I think, who was in that movie, Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, you gave that fucking pig some weed too? That can't be good.
That's cruelty to animals. That pig does not want marijuana, nor does he consent to it.
Are you for real?
Oh my god, she's about to make out with this old ass bitch. She's probably dead.
Probably. At least she got in there before she died.
That's true. Ah, that must have been unpleasant.
See?
For who?
That wasn't so scary.
For the...
Oops, nothing.
For the hot young actress.
Okay. Let's try again.
You don't think so? Kissing an old woman?
Yeah.
Right in the mouth? I think if I ever got that old, I'd probably have to kill myself.
Why?
Well, because look at that. Would you want to look like that?
Did you outlive your usefulness to society?
Yes. Then I'm just... You know what? There was a saying...
Taking up space?
Yes, I was going to say, there's this saying that my old boss used to tell me all the time. She would say... and it was so funny because she was kind of old, too.
Sorry, this is really hot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's spit sticking on their faces and shit.
Oh, dude, that's fucking gross.
Oh, this is hot. You're hot. This is
She's
hot.
Fucking making out with that old ass
chick. Oh, there's so much spit. Oh, yeah. Let's rewind that scene.
That was cool.
Rewind that scene. We're watching that again.
No, we're not watching that again.
That was hot. Boner City. Population me.
God damn it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
I don't even know what to say anymore. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Old lady you worked with?
Oh, yeah. She used to say that that old people are just a waste of air, that they're taking air away from young people, and at some point they should just die. because I know I was like, oh my god. But then again, you know, she said it in Spanish, so the translation, you know.
Dear Bruce, Blue Eyes and Bootlegs, your views on the elderly are racist and ignorant.
That's not me. That's not me. That's what my old boss used to tell me. She's like, you should, you know. She's like, at one point, I'm just gonna fucking kill myself because I need to save the earth.
I just wouldn't want to get old to the point where I can't do anything on my own. I don't have to worry about it, though. I'm going to be dead at 50.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. That's my only worry.
That being dead at 50 or getting old?
No, getting too old that you can't do anything.
Right, my heart's going to stop at 50.
If you're lucky.
I'm going to be a fucking... Oh, yeah, name one fat actor beyond John Goodman that's lived past 50.
You're right, huh? Chris Farley's dead as fuck.
Farley's dead as fuck. Belushi's dead as fuck.
He's dead as fuck.
John Candy's dead as fuck.
John Candy?
Yeah.
Who?
Barf and Spaceballs.
Oh, he's dead?
He's been dead for a long time.
Really? That one guy who always wants to start clapping. Slow clap.
Melissa Joan Hart pops up in this scene.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just start a slow clap at any old time. You gotta wait for the right moment.
But
she's got a little thingy in her neck. What the fuck is that?
A thingy.
Oh.
That's a piercing.
You'll know.
That was a piercing back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been a necklace. Could have been a necklace. Who knows?
Why not, like, that little dip in your collarbone? A lot of girls used to get that pierced.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Before the Monroe,
how did you get in here?
Dimples,
I bolted the door.
In the like eyeball.
There's a hole inside your house.
What's with her being a painter? Like, what movie is that from?
I don't know, but it's hot.
It's my mother.
You have her eyes.
It's just a stick figure.
It's just a stick figure. You have her eyes.
I'd
fuck Chris Evans.
Oh man.
Christmas.
His hair looks a lot darker in this movie.
It's probably dying.
Fired from yeah. His yeah. Factory. Mom was still pulling in tricks to make ends meet. Daniel Day Lewis won an Oscar for My Left Foot.
My Left Foot.
And
Daniel Lewis is a shelf of Oscars.
Does he?
Yes. He wins an Oscar almost every time he does a movie.
What movie what movies has he been in?
Gangs of New York.
Oh, that was good.
Lincoln.
He was in Lincoln?
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I drink your milkshake.
Rainy.
I abandoned my child!
The Rosary.
You've seen the movie, right?
I have not.
Paul Dano's in that movie, too.
Oh, is he?
He plays Daniel Lewis' son.
Oh.
I abandoned my child!
What's that movie about?
Oil tycoons.
So
oil tycoons?
Hard.
Yeah.
I really. Had to take on all of the responsibilities.
I drink your milkshake.
Breastfeeding Mitch.
It's all in the past.
No?
You guys
no.
Are thinking about your
what's
future.
That from? I mean, yeah, that's from
Blue Blood.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it.
He's got like two really famous lines from that movie.
Hopping on a plane and going to Paris.
All in like the same couple of scenes. He's like lamenting that he gave up his family for oil. So I abandoned my child! He's talking about, like, his greed and shit. He's like, you have a milkshake. I have a straw. I drink your milkshake.
Oh, yeah, I do remember not seeing that movie, but I remember seeing, like...
Those lines,
a list of famous quotes and whatnot. And I was like, I don't... Like, why is that quote so famous? I was like, I drink your milkshake?
I drink your milkshake. About greed.
Why would you?
He's saying, "Whatever you have, I can take away from you."
So if you're drinking a milkshake, I'm gonna take your milkshake.
Yeah. Oh. Essentially.
How awkward. Hold on. Are they gonna bump face?
Oh.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. Yeah. Like maybe you shouldn't close your eyes before you.
Right.
You
that go. Far in advance.
Maybe you should have your eyes open. But again, this reminds me of high school. How awkward. I mean, God.
My first girlfriend, I kissed her with my eyes open every time.
Oh, yeah?
So I was like, I'm going to miss otherwise.
Go.
Yeah.
It was creepy as shit. Just like, ah.
Yeah, same here. Just, God, I didn't kiss until.
Titties, drink.
Oh, yeah. Drink. Titties, chicks in underwear.
close enough to say.
You're gonna be prom queen? Well, think again, Janie. Because you could be ass and embarrassment.
I liked My Name is Earl.
So did I, actually.
I wish they would have finished that series.
Did he finish it?
No, it got canceled before they finished it.
What? Yeah. But it was good.
I know. No. Jason Lee was awesome in that show.
Yeah.
That's why he has that mustache in Clerks 2.
Oh, yeah?
Because he did that scene in Clerks 2 on a break from My Name is Earl.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that? Hot dogs for practicing oral sex. Oh, that's great. Jesus Christ, that fat guy eats a lot.
That's not a lot. That's like a medium amount.
Now he's got the black guy's got cone rolls. Oh.
Damn! That shit is whack. Well, you always did have a thing for butt ugly girls. Mister, I have a thing for
butt ugly girls, right? Who's this guy supposed to be?
I don't know. Because I saw her last night in the party, man. She was looking good as a dumpster filled bristles.
Bling, dang. Bling, bling. How'd they get the popular boy without compromising?
Your unique rebelliousness. How to get the uniquely rebellious girl who's in love with the popular boy.
Oh my god. That guy looks so familiar. I'm gonna look him up.
We're going back. This is gonna be the IMDb episode.
Yeah, because we should have done the research beforehand because I don't know.
We decided to watch this movie like literally right before we recorded.
This is true.
We're like, this one. Okay. And I don't want to make a big deal
out of it. I'm gonna look him up.
Who's this fucking guy? Okay.
What's the character's name? Do you know?
Fuck if I know.
God damn it.
Look for the one that looks. Wait, Lisa Chabert's in this?
Who?
Oh, she's the girl that no one can fuck.
What's she had? Who's the no one can fuck?
The one that, like, they're pining over at the beginning of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is she from?
I don't remember. Mr. T is in this movie?
Randy Quaid?
Who the fuck does Mr. T show up?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think he'd be more towards the top.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you hear what Shia LaBeouf is doing right now?
Yeah, dude.
I want to watch that shit.
He's doing I kind of want to, too.
Right. Yeah. For our audience at home who doesn't know, Shia LaBeouf is in the middle of, like, a 72-hour live stream. At the time we're recording this, anyway.
Actually, yeah.
I mean, like, a 72-hour live stream where he sits in a movie theater and watches every single one of his movies back-to-back in reverse chronological order.
So he's watching his most recent movie.
And all the way back. They said tomorrow is his last day, and he's going to watch, like, the Even Stevens movie and Holes and shit like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch that one.
But you don't actually see the movie or hear the audio from it because of copyright laws.
Really?
And, like, because he'd be essentially exhibiting the movies if he was broadcasting them online.
But he's not broadcasting it, would he?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same reason why we can play the audio but can't show the movie and vice versa.
Okay.
So it's literally just a camera fixed on him the entire time and his reactions to him watching his movies.
Are you serious?
72 hours straight, yeah.
Oh my god.
I know. That's awesome.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I know. We ain't white.
We definitely ain't white. Jesus Christ. I love that. This is from, god damn it.
Bring It On.
Bring It On. Yeah. That's right. Can you imagine if high school cheerleaders were actually...
Oh, my God. Like I would have wanted to go to an actual high school if they were.
That's what I'm saying. Because, dude, when I was in high school, dude, all the cheerleaders, they didn't look like that at all.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is... I don't know. It's not... It's not very accurate.
My high school didn't have cheerleaders.
Well, yeah, you were homeschooled, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we did have a sports team.
You could have had, you know, gave your mom pom-pom, had her be the cheerleader.
Then my teacher, principal, and cheerleader would have been the same.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
That would have been weird.
She's like, honey, it's time for the football game. And she's like...
I'm like, Mom, I hate football. You need to interact with kids your own age. There are no kids here, Mom.
Oh my god. Hey, that's what's his nuts.
Who's his nuts?
That, the fucking football announcer. What's his fucking name?
I have no idea.
Jesus Christ, I think he's dead. The big fat guy's dead.
No! The topless chick.
Yeah, the foreign exchange student is in the crowd.
John Benjamin!
Who?
John Benjamin.
Who?
I didn't know he was in this.
Her?
Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's him.
Archer.
Yes.
Home Movies.
Home Movies.
He was Brendan's friend, little fat kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny that you could recognize a voice actor.
Oh, I've seen him in shit before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh wow, they really they taped them up. They're like,
I forgot. I didn't even know John Benjamin was in this.
He's dead as fuck. You know, I never really cared for sports, especially not football.
Football's boring as shit.
But again, it's just so violent. Like, I don't like playing sports to begin with. But yeah, but football is as violent as all shit. What the
fuck? It's slow.
It's slow and you can die. You know how many people have fucking gotten concussions and...
It's a bigger risk in hockey, I'm gonna say.
You think so?
But yeah, but hockey does more to monitor them, whereas the NFL doesn't really give two shits. The NHL takes a lot of precautions against concussions.
Really?
Yeah.
But they allow the fucking the guys to fight.
Yeah. But that's, you're not gonna get a concussion fighting a guy.
That's true.
Only if you fall and hit the ice, which is not going.
There's Mr. T.
Oh shit! That's right. There he is.
There you go. He popped up. I pity the fool who doesn't go out there and play some football.
I want to watch this show on HGTV.
He's got a show?
And tell you about this?
No.
Okay, Vanilla Ice had a show on HGTV for a while where he renovated houses.
Oh my god, Vanilla Ice.
Because after his music career went down, he started flipping houses for money. So HGTV gave him a show where he flips houses. And then that became really popular for that network. So they gave Mr. T one. They started looking into, like, what other celebrities can we give home reno shows to? Mr. T's show had the best name ever, though. It was I Pity the Tool.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking great. Dude, I've only had two beers, and I'm, like, drunk as fuck.
I'm empty. I'm buzzed, but I'm not drunk.
Oh, dude, this is bad. I'll probably have one more beer.
We don't have that much longer in the movie, anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, shit. A-Team theme song.
Oh my god. For you folks at home, I highly recommend Goose IPA. It was what, like 14 bucks?
Yeah.
13 bucks?
For a case.
For about, you know, 12 of them. So, I mean, if you're looking...
It'll get you drunk!
You'll be fucking fat bitches in no time! Bitch! Yeah, dude, I... This has gotten me pretty good.
Yeah.
And granted, I'm a lightweight. But Jesus Christ, I'm surprised.
I'm feeling good. I'm not quite tipsy. I'm like in the middle of buzzed and tipsy.
Gotcha. No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Ow. Popped the bottle cap off and it hit me in the face.
You've gotten really good at opening those beers with those,
Had a good teacher.
Yeah, I did. It was me.
Your mom opened one with a spoon earlier.
I can do that too. I learned it from her.
I'm sitting in here and she comes home and... Your mom's got this, like, routine question when she comes home for me. She'll pop in and go, you want a Corona? She asked me that. I'm like, of course I want a Corona. Why do you even ask at this point? It's just, like, pops it off with a spoon, hands me a Corona.
Really? Oh, my mom. She's a drunk.
Sorry, she doesn't listen to the show.
It's true. She can barely understand English, let alone listen to a podcast.
Unless it was in Spanish.
That's true.
Do they have Spanish language podcasts?
I don't know. I don't, dude, I didn't even care about podcasts until we started doing this.
True.
Yeah, so I mean,
I'm a fan of podcasts.
Now I'm all into it.
I listen to more podcasts than I do music at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite, though. I listen to more music than I listen to anything else. I don't even watch TV. Like, I listen to music.
Podcasts.
For all you folks out there, I'm actually a musician. And granted, I don't know if I could call myself a musician because I feel like... Yeah, because musicians, they're people who gig and make music, you know?
You got a gig coming up. You're making music.
Well, yeah, but I mean... Up until this point, I mean, like, I've been playing music, I've been making music for years, but I haven't really done anything with it, you know?
You're starting to, though.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I was in a dark place and shit like that, and to stop myself from actually releasing my music and doing things, but I'm, you know, I'm trying now.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
Work in progress. Takes time.
Where was I going with this?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, most of my time is spent actually on listening music, you know, making music, analyzing music, you know, whenever I have any free time, I'm playing guitar or doing something, you know, because it's just, it's work on its own, you know, like if you want to be a musician, you kind of have to
know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, why I just sit here and watch movies most of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to play these roles.
You have to appreciate the work that's already been done.
Exactly. Same thing. Like, a lot of people say that I have a very good ear.
Yeah, you analyze the shit that's already been done and apply it to what you're doing.
Exactly. That's why I was like, well, I've got a good ear because I listen to a lot of music. I'm like, what does it even mean, bro? Like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah.
So, like, both of the new movies I bought the other day are from 1954. They're two classic Marlon Brando movies.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Is that what the movies you bought? Okay. No friends and who
is dirt poor. But, like, podcasts, I listen to more of that. Like, I've gone back and I'll find a podcast I like and listen to the most recent episode. And if I really like it, I will go back to the very first and listen all the way until I'm caught up with the episode I just listened to. Like, I've done that. I didn't come into Kevin Smith's Smodcast until maybe like 300 episodes ago.
Jesus.
But I've gone back and listened to every Smodcast.
Really?
Hollywood Babylon, the show he does with Ralph Garman, I came in about 100 episodes in. There was a 2-week gap a few weeks ago where there wasn't any new episodes. Went back and listened to all the old ones up until 100.
Huh.
James Allen, Bob Goodall, came in about halfway, went back, listened to all the first.
You know, that seems like something I could get behind it, though.
Yeah.
You know, James Allen, Bob Get Old.
Yeah.
Because, again, I grew up with James Allen, Bob.
Well, even then, like, Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast, I came into that one really recently, went all the way back, listened to all of them. He's got almost 800 episodes.
Huh.
There's a comedian I like named Pete Holmes who does a show called You Made It Weird where he sits down and talks to stand-up comedians.
You Made It Weird?
Yeah.
Is that what you said the name of?
Yeah, You Made It Weird.
Oh, my God.
I came into that one maybe 3 months ago, but I've gone back and listened to every single episode of that one, too. So, like, the way people will binge-watch shows on Netflix, I'll binge-listen to podcasts.
Oh my God, the tears in her face are so fake.
Yeah,
I love it. And there's Santa Monica. I wish we could
resolve this fight. She's hurt. It
could happen. She is. What is this parodying?
I don't know.
It's this song, you know? It's all musical and shit. They hadn't done that at all until up to this point.
I don't know what they're parodying, though. True love is what I want.
I don't care if we have the same mother.
It's just jerked off and you're French toast.
Oh my God. That is such a, like, a Japanese thing, because Japanese are all about, like,
jerking off in French toast?
No, incest and weird shit. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Japanese are into weird incest?
There's like a lot of like anime and weird shit like that out there, you know? He looked like James Brown.
The population of the Japanese is actually declining.
Yes.
Like, they're saying within a decade or two, we're going to be out of Japanese. Or within a century, we're going to be out of Japanese.
A century?
Yeah.
Oh my
because
God.
The Japanese don't fuck each other anymore. They said the men are so shy and timid that they don't want to pursue women. And the sex and, quote, relationship girlfriend industry is so big in Japan now that the timid men would rather go to these places where they can pay a woman to cuddle with them for an hour.
Oh my God, that's big.
Yeah, or buy a high-end sex doll. Or go to a brothel than actually fuck a woman and get her pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so the population of the Japanese is, like, alarmingly declining.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
It's like, our grandkids are looking at a world of going, what the hell is a Japanese?
Oh my God.
Japan's that empty island in the South Pacific, right? Like, they're not gonna know.
No, they won't allow that to happen. Something will...
I don't know.
I mean, granted, they might be mixed Japanese, but I mean...
That's the thing. The Japanese government has actually started to fund shit like that.
Really?
They fund, like, singles nights.
What?
Just to try to get their people to fuck because they realize they're staring down the barrel of their race completely running out, their nationality completely going away.
Well, if you think about it, because, I mean, yeah, the men are all timid because of the culture, because of anime, because of, like,
let's just like
sex dolls, because of...
Well, it's not even because of the anime and the sex dolls. The animes and the sex dolls are a product of them being so timid.
Oh.
It's just culturally, traditionally, anyway, they're a very sexually repressed and timid people.
Dude, if you've ever watched, like, a Japanese anime, it's always like that. Like, the kids in the anime are always like, oh, a girl, she touched me, fuck!
That's,
you know?
That's how
and
they are as people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's just, because it's one of those things that, you know, you see it so much, you start to become that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the whole bullshit they have on MTV and all that.
It's the other way around for them, though. Like, that's... Like I said, that's a byproduct of them being so timid naturally.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the women can't get men to fuck them because they're too timid. And they're also sexually repressed. They're not going to anyway. So there's a big sex industry in Japan that most of it's not even sexual. Like I said, there are places a Japanese man can go to in Tokyo and pay a woman to just spoon with him.
Oh, that's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather jerk off than pay someone to fucking
right or like the old kind
of
the geisha bars evolved into something called I think they're called hostess bars.
Host? Oh, I've heard of those.
Where it's basically you're paying a waitress to spend the night with you and your friends while you drink.
No, you don't understand.
And like she has to be as friendly and welcoming and warm and flirty with you as possible. But because that has become a byproduct of them being so timid. It's just making them more timid. And they're slowly eradicating their nationality.
That's kind of shitty.
Yeah, right? Like I said, our grandkids... very good chance our grandkids are going to be like, a Japanese person, what the hell is that? There won't be any more Japanese.
Well, I plan on going to Japan before that happens, so...
I'm gonna go after it happens.
After it happens?
That's supposed to happen in the next, like, century.
The next century? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be gone.
Yeah. I'll be frozen by then.
I'll be frozen by then?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Did Chris Evans go to the prom with his fucking sister?
He didn't do that.
No?
I did.
Dude, I... No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. No, I
you didn't even go to your prom.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
No, that's my senior prom. There was, like, 40 people there. There was no one there.
Yeah, I never went to my prom.
My prom was bullshit.
Yeah?
I had a graduating class of 48.
Jesus.
And, like, maybe half of them showed up for the graduation.
Really?
Nobody danced. Everyone just sat. Most everyone came with people that didn't go to the school. They were all fucking homeschooled and shit. The people that came solo didn't dance with anybody.
Oh, my God.
It sucked.
That guy just slapped that dude's ass.
Yeah,
hey, what the fuck?
That was a good Charlotte.
Was that good Charlotte?
Yeah, that was good Charlotte.
Oh my God.
The prom queen has been waiting for. The announcement of this year's prom king...
I forgot who won.
This year's prom king is...
I know it's Chris Evans.
Jake Weiler.
Yeah, okay. So it was Chris Evans. We're going prom queen. Oh, she's sexy.
Yes, she is.
This year's prom queen is...
Who's going to be? Who's going to be?
It's a tie.
Oh, that's not cool.
That bitch, what the fuck?
That stupid cunt. Oh, not cunt.
Oh, shit, who's going to be?
Kara and Sarah Fratelli.
Oh, it's
what?
The Siamese twin.
Oh my god. Oh, that's bullshit. Oh, those Siamese whores. How dare they? I don't care.
Seriously, how do they win?
Uh-oh.
Oh my god, now Chris Evans gotta dance with that prick of nature.
Where's that fucker later on?
I saw you make with a tree in Branch.
How lame. In Branch.
I didn't get laid on my prom night either.
No?
I got laid on my prom day.
Prom day?
Yeah, like the day of.
Really?
I fucked in a hot tub the day of.
With?
My date for the prom.
Really? Good shit.
Here's a little bit of history for you fans of the show. If you remember in the second live episode, the one that we posted a few days ago that we titled Brews, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs Live, the sequel... I tell a story about butt-fucking a girl after a show.
Oh, yeah.
That was the girl I fucked in the hot tub the day of my prom.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was Sam.
Oh! Oh!
I said her name!
We gotta edit that.
Oh, no, we can't.
We're gonna censor it.
Are we?
Once I get out of my laptop, I'll censor it. There'll be a little beep.
Hold on. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that in my software.
No way!
Yeah, just remind me or I'm gonna post it.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
Thanks,
I'm too drunk to give a shit. Who gives a shit? Oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Okay.
It's not like she'd be listening anyway.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck.
She don't care about this podcast.
Hell no.
All she cares about butt sex.
She only cares about butt sex.
Oh, that was her. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were with Sam when you went to prom?
Yeah. Motherfucker. Holy I was shit. Dating her at the time. I fucked her in a hot tub at the hotel we were staying at.
What?
In like the middle of the day, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I fucked her in a hot tub.
Really? That must have not been good for her.
I enjoy it.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. When did you get with her anyways? I don't even remember that.
We were like 16.
She's gonna forgive me for my mistakes.
Oh, yeah. You were in high school. That's right. Okay. That's right. Because it wasn't until after high school we started hanging out again.
Yeah, we've got those like lost couple years when we were in high school.
Man, you were doing your thing, I was doing my thing.
I was homeschooled.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and those were like your cholo slash pretty boy years and shit.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Yeah, those were my goth years, so I can't give you shit.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what the fuck?
Those were my black painted nails and eyeliner years.
Yeah, you went through some dark
platinum blonde hair. Listening to nothing but him for 2 years straight.
I was gonna say, how did you work?
I took the shit off my nails for that. But I did Sweet Life while I was gone.
Oh yeah?
They liked my blonde hair.
Huh. Yeah, in high school, I didn't go to the prom because I wasn't with my, you know, high school sweetheart anymore. So I was a little butthurt. You know, we broke up like maybe a few months into my senior year. So it was like, fuck it, I don't want to go to prom. So I was like, I didn't want to do that.
Well, my prom was the night before my graduation. What the fuck?
What the hell is going on?
My prom was the night before my graduation. They did that because, like, everyone was so dispersed being homeschooled that they were like, everyone that's going to come to this graduation might tentatively go to this prom, too. But I had a graduating class of almost 50, and about half showed up to the prom. It was a tiny prom.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was Vegas-themed. Like, when you walked in, they hand you, like, $1,000 in fake chips. I lost them all the very first table I sat down at.
Really?
Because I was, like, I didn't know how to play any kind of cards at the time well enough to, like, actually play, so I went to a roulette table.
Uh-huh.
and just bet it all away in like under an hour. For once, and spent the rest of the night like, I don't have any chips.
And she's like, they're not real chips. They're not real money. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm broke.
Oh my God. This fucking scene. You can clearly tell that she's older than him.
And everyone in this movie is like 30.
Yeah, I know, right? These tears are so fake. What movie was this from? I remember this scene clearly.
That is appalling.
Well, he fucks her. I've seen this movie too many times because I actually really I remember this now that we're watching this through. I'm like, I remember this movie.
So you're sure you don't remember it from this movie?
No, no. I mean, like, the whole, this monologue right over here. The whole, this chick talking to some dude, you know, talking about how she's not loved and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know what? I'll fuck you, girl.
All
right. I was from somewhere. He's, like, the only one in the movie that got laid out of those three teenage boys.
The one got a hand job.
Oh, yeah. Whatever with the Asian dude.
Yeah, weren't paying attention.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he's fucking all those pies.
Oh my God, they do what Randy Quaid was fucking the pies.
It's just beer cans and pies with holes in them.
Oh, he's lost his fucking mind.
That's ironic.
Oh, because he's actually crazy.
Yeah. I'm wrong.
There's Charlie everywhere. Wow, the movie's actually almost over. This is the first time we've actually been able to finish a show with watching a movie.
Not the first time. We did it with the old show. With the old show, we purposely tried to find movies that fit in an hour and a half.
Oh, he fucked that head of lettuce. Look, there's a whole head of lettuce.
What the fuck?
Oh. She's so ugly when she cries.
No one is attractive when they cry.
No, some people are. I don't know. Good question.
No one is attractive when they cry.
No, but I mean, like, the face she was making was, like, super stupid ugly.
I'd still fuck her while she's crying.
He's like, yeah, fuck you.
Oh!
And he got run over by a bus. How convenient. Yeah, so where does this movie take place? They're obviously in L.A., right?
Yeah, she jumped to LAX.
You never know where the fuck they... Art school in Paris?
That's so specific.
It's so specific. Oh, Chris Evans.
Does the plane fly right to the art school?
I love movies like that. They're just ridiculous.
I've always wanted to do this, though.
There's a girl boarding a plane right now to Paris.
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
That I love.
Part of me be way... Most of me be way too lazy, though. How I really feel. If it was like, Adam, the girl of your dreams, girl you're in love with, is leaving to get on a plane forever, but she'll stop if you tell her that you love her.
Go get her, son.
Go get her, son.
I'm like, what airport? LAX! I'm like, I'll call her. Maybe if she was going to Burbank, but I'm not driving to LAX for this.
Freeze, bitch. Oh my God, that guy's leg. Oh, that makeup's so bad.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty bad.
Nah. I can't do better.
Oh.
Excuse me, everyone. There's a girl about to board a plane to Paris right now.
Okay, yeah, it is pretty bad. I can't do better than that.
Oh, and
he already heard that one, asshole.
Asshole. See? I'm telling you, that makeup looks bad.
Yeah, I can wear that.
Oh, it's about that time.
What time?
It's that time.
Hey, what
time?
You know the time?
Come on, give it back.
Hammer time?
Okay. Oh, Mr. T. Oh. I pity the fool who doesn't listen to our podcast.
Should be our tagline.
It should. Fucking threw a football right at her.
You want to wrap this one up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's about that time.
It's about that time.
Jamie.
Well, friends, Thank you for listening.
We're not gonna let you get on this plane.
Don't forget to rate on iTunes, give it 5 stars.
Well, why not?
Subscribe, share it around.
Tell your kids, tell your wife.
Follow the Twitter at IFPod. Hit up our official Brews, Blue Rays, and Bootlegs Facebook page.
Oh, I recently made that.
For all the official happenings going on.
And catch one of our live shows. It'd be fun. It's
If you follow the Facebook page, you will definitely get info for the live shows. Okay,
hold it right there.
And again, they
happen at least once a month.
Yeah. So. And they're funnier than this.
They are.
But it's because we purposely make it that way.
Yeah, this is just a conversation between you and I. We try harder for the shows.
All right, cheers, mate. And we'll see you next time.
I think masturbation is very healthy.
Masturbation.